brought to you by XMWX Satellite Weather. Never fly blind again. And by the Bose A20 Aviation Headset, their most advanced pilot headset ever. XMWX Satellite Weather is as vital as vision. Never fly blind again when you add XMWX Satellite Weather to your onboard electronic suite today. Come see the latest XMWX Satellite Weather has to offer at EAA Air Venture in Booths 190 and 3037 to 3039. Or visit us online at xmwxweather.com. Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from EAA Air Venture at Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and I'm in the Embry-Riddle booth with Joseph Maynard and Ty Jones. Ty, you flew the Austro-equipped DA-42NG into Oshkosh with Russ Niles. We've got a video elsewhere on the site. I'd like to talk to you both about your experiences with the airplane, but primarily why you decided to make the switch from the Teelers to the Austros. Joe Maynard, tell us.
Yeah, sure. The Austro engine, we had to switch to that one eventually. The Teelert engines, we had some problems with the getting parts. You know, everything on those engines are time between replacement instead of time between overhaul. So coming up on 300 hours, you need a new gearbox. You know, every 50 hours, new parts. And we had very difficult times getting parts from Teelert. We would call Diamond Ontario, or London, Ontario. They would then call Diamond Austria. And a communication breakdown. It was tough to get those parts. Very, very tough. So we told Diamond at the university, said, hey, look, we got to do something. We need these airplanes up and running. So Diamond said, well, we have a solution. We've been working on this L360 model. I said, okay, let's try that. So we have currently a fleet of 10 Diamond L360s. So we're running the Lycoming engines down in Florida right now, kind of as a quick fix to get those airplanes, because we wanted to have that capability of an all-glass fleet, all G1000 glass cockpit. And so the Teelert, it was a great airplane, great engine, flew great, but we just couldn't get the parts for it.
Now let me ask you, one of the parts was the gearboxes, and when the gearbox comes up, you have to order it from Germany, take the old one off and replace it with the new. Apart from the gearbox, how was the dispatch reliability?
Very good, very good. Actually, I was surprised that it, you know, with the new airplanes, we put them through a very rigorous training environment there, beat them up pretty good from time to time, but they do great. They're excellent.
Ty, tell me a little bit about the Austro. Now, you haven't flown the Teelert much at all, if at all, and you've flown the Austro. What are your impressions of it as far as its usefulness for the kind of training that Embry-Riddle does?
We have the high elevation training on the Arizona campus side, and the 165 horsepower turbo normalized is great there. Up from the Teelert's 6,000 foot critical altitude, ours is up to 10,000 with the Austro, and that really helps out in our situation where we have a 5,000 foot elevation airport, and we typically train up through 14,000 feet in our practice area. So it's really great to have the little extra horsepower and to be turbocharged for the high elevation and the high density altitudes for summertime operations.
It's a little too soon to comment, I guess, on the dispatch reliability Austro since you just got them, but in general, how about the fuel consumption of the diesels in general compared to the Lycoming, Joseph?
Yeah, the Lycomings are, I mean, they're gas hogs. You're getting back into an airplane that, I mean, the airplane wasn't designed for that engine, so it does suck a lot of fuel. I mean, it's nice that we have that auxiliary tank capability on there. Our range is down to maybe 4.5 hours in this twin with that with the Lycoming engines, but with the Austro, and I'm sure Ty can tell you that the range is phenomenal. I mean, you're pushing probably over 7 hours. So,
how do the two compare in single engine performance, the Lycoming against the Teelert?
They are very similar. I mean, there's a little more going on with the Lycoming. It's not FADEC, so you've got all the six levers in the cockpit, your throttles, your props, your mixture. So there's a little more going on there. But besides that, they fly, in my experience, they fly identical, the old Teelert to the new L360. And I haven't flown the Austro, but I'm assuming it's very similar.
Now, Embry-Riddle has a large fleet. Yeah, I don't think you have any single-engine diesels. Going forward, do you think that the diesels will be the primary multi-engine trainer, Ty?
I think it will be. Certainly for the Arizona campus, the fuel efficiency is hard to beat for the performance that it gives.
How about diesel singles? Any exploration in that area?
That would depend on probably Cessna's desire to put a diesel engine in one of their 172s. But right now, it seems like the 172 is going to be the foreseeable future of single engine training there.
Okay, guys. Well, thanks for the information.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from EAA Air Venture at Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Thanks for listening. Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.